stretch out your hand. He stretched it out and his hand was restored, as whole as the other. Pharisees went out immediately and plotted how they might destroy him. So he healed him in the midst of all that animosity. Back up to Matthew 12. And then we're going to just try to wrap this thing up as best we can. I feel like the Lord stalled the clock. I must have been talking fast. Yeah, I just looked up. I was like, is it only 8:30? Thank you, Lord. Matthew 12. I love this one. Verse 9. He departed there and went into their synagogue. And behold, there was a man who had a withered hand. And they asked him, saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And the reason they ask him is what? That they might accuse him. So they didn't care about the man. They didn't care about the man at all. They didn't care about Jesus other than, are we going to have reason today to accuse him? Let's trap this guy. And let's use the man with a withered hand as the scapegoat, as the guinea pig to get him. That's all that's happening here. You can see it in Jesus' answer. This is the proof. Jesus' answer reveals the condition of their hearts and the man with the withered hand. It had nothing to do with him or them. It had to do with Jesus and who he was. Watch. What man, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath that they might accuse him? Jesus said, what man is there among you who has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, you wouldn't lay hold of it and lift it out? Now watch what he says. Of how much more value is a man than a sheep? You know what Jesus is saying? I'm not healing him because of you or because of him. Because your attitudes are way out there. I'm healing him because he's created by God, in God's image, and God loves him, and he has tremendous value to God. So stretch forth your hand.